this meditation will be a guided practice of forgiveness, as we've mentioned. And just to begin with, allowing yourself to be at ease so far as you can. Let your body be comfortable, relaxed, and feel supported here. And taking a few moments to arrive gently in this body, in this experience of being here. And as you settle and connect with yourself, with a sense of your body and heart and mind, just as you are, you can bring your attention to the area in the middle of the chest, in the heart center. And just gently tuning in to the breathing experience in this part of your body as the chest expands and relaxes. Breathing in and breathing out through the heart. And taking a moment to reflect, to contemplate what forgiveness would mean for you in your life, in whatever way you might wish for forgiveness, or you may wish to be able to forgive. Just noticing what that word touches for you. And whatever that might be, allowing that to be okay just for now, if you can. It's important and helpful to reflect and just allow ourselves to feel how we relate to this possibility, whether it feels important or not so, whether it feels possible or not so. In the tradition of the Dharma, we understand forgiveness as a way we release ourselves from the bondage of the past, as Patel was speaking about so beautifully this afternoon. And so forgiveness is an act of compassion towards ourselves, equally as towards others. Offering forgiveness is an act of compassion to ourselves and to others. Asking forgiveness is likewise an act of compassion to others as well as to ourselves. Because when we look, we see at times all of us, we experience pain, hurt, that which is hard to bear, which leaves an impression or an impact. All of us, we know this, and we know how deeply we wish not to suffer. How deeply we wish to be free from pain, calm from danger, from that which is hard to bear for our hearts or our bodies. And equally we wish that others who we care about and feel connected to would likewise be free from that harm and suffering. And yet in this world there is so much, it seems. And just allowing ourselves to be touched by the truth of this, that there is suffering in our hearts, in our lives, in our worlds. And yet it's not what we wish for. This is shared with all beings. We share this truth and this wish with all beings. And so we can move from just acknowledging the fact, the reality of this, there is suffering, and it's not what we wish for, to also recognizing that sometimes we ourselves have caused suffering. Other times we have been experiencing suffering as a result of other people's actions. And for myself, I find it an important practice to just reflect on, for one's own experience, what happens to me, or what has been happening to me when I've caused suffering to others. It's hard to know in others' experience, but we can know our own. And if I look, I see that I'm in pain or fearing I won't get what I need or I will get hurt, and then I somehow disregard another, cause harm to them. Out of the wish to care for ourselves, we cause harm. Because we do not always have the wisdom to care skillfully. Likewise others. What we know is true in ourselves, we can also know is the truth of each and every other being. Because we are not so different from them, nor they from us. So in this meditation, again, just noticing how your body feels, how your heart feels, how your mind feels as you hear these words. And again, just allowing yourself to be close to this territory, what this means for you, how it touches you, and allow it to be okay if it doesn't feel that it means for you much right now, or touches you much. That's okay. Just knowing how it is for you. And there's a story, an image I have that I find very helpful in the work of forgiveness. It's a journey. It's a practice. As Bertel said, it's not something we do, but it's something we can incline towards. We can invite as a possibility. And this attitude is most helpful, most skillful in relationship to this possibility of allowing our hearts to open again in those places where they may have tightened or closed, to try and protect us or protect another. When we understand, when we hold on to anger, we are trying to protect ourselves. When we hold on to blame, we're trying to protect ourselves. But it doesn't work, because we can feel. And again, letting yourself feel if these words evoke memories or feelings of this territory, it's painful for us to hold in this way. And so we start to sense and feel that it would be a compassionate act to invite our heart to open, to soften, to allow again its loving nature to be fully expressed. And so this story, this little image that I find helpful is to just imagine you're going for a walk. And you can do this now in your mind and heart's eye. Going for a walk among some trees, somewhere nice. And you see a small puppy. And it seems that you like puppies, so you reach out to stroke it. And it bites you really hard on your hand. And notice your response, what it would be here. My response would be, bad dog, I'll teach you a lesson. Maybe I would want to curse that dog, strike it. And then just at that moment you see that this puppy which bit your hand that caused you pain, its foot is caught in a metal spring-loaded trap. The jaws are holding it tight. It's bleeding. And then what happens to your response of anger, of wish to punish it or teach it that it shouldn't bite you? Immediately we see the jaws of the trap around its leg. We understand. It was crying for help. It didn't really want to hurt us, even though it did. And rather than punish it, we would wish to rescue it, to take the trap from its leg. And at the same time to, first of all, maybe take our hand from its mouth. But we see what's going on. When I reflect upon my life, the times I've done things I regret and feel sorry about, people I've hurt, I see, if I look carefully, I was in pain. I was in fear. I was in need, desperately trying to get something or get away from something. And we can perhaps know that all beings are like this. It's not the nature of ourselves or any other to cause harm to others, except that we're in pain. But sometimes we can't see that our foot is in a trap, that their foot is caught in the jaws of something painful. But we can come to know that it is so, all the same. And so again, just coming very much into your body to feel how it is for you to be in this territory. And just allowing yourself again to contemplate, even if you don't know how you would do it, what it would be like to forgive. Even if you didn't know how it could happen, what it would be like to be forgiven. And just being open to this possibility, we can practice to see what's possible when we make this intention. And so again, if your body at any point becomes uncomfortable, please adjust your posture. But I'll offer you now the phrases, the formal practice of forgiveness, which we can do together. And we begin asking forgiveness from a place of humility that understands that we too have caused or done things that have caused pain or suffering for others. It might not be that we're ultimately the cause. There's no ultimate cause here. But we can see nonetheless that what we have done has contributed to suffering or affected someone in a harmful way. And when we are, after asking forgiveness, we can go on to offer forgiveness to others and then offer forgiveness to ourselves. So breathing through the heart, sitting just as you are upon this earth. And I'll offer the phrase, if you just repeat it inwardly, you may wish to translate into Hebrew inside as you speak to yourself. Asking forgiveness. From all the beings who I have hurt or harmed, intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. Seeing if you can connect with the meaning of the words. And just again offering them to yourself. As if you were asking those beings. To all those beings who I have harmed or hurt. Whether intentionally or unintentionally, by things I did or didn't do, I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me. There may be images or memories that come to mind. Or maybe not. There may be feelings, responses, or maybe not. Just trust whatever is true for you. And again, a third and final time. Bringing yourself to the phrase of asking forgiveness. From all those people and beings whom I have hurt or harmed, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I ask your forgiveness. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And again, just making a little space for whatever you may notice, whatever comes. And equally, being okay for whatever doesn't come here. And having asked for forgiveness, we can also then turn to offering forgiveness to others. And so repeating the phrase of offering forgiveness to others. to all those people and beings who have hurt or harmed me, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I offer you forgiveness. And again, seeing if you can feel the meaning of the word to make the intention to invite your heart to release what it holds, to open in forgiveness. And again, a phrase. Speaking it within you as if you mean it, as if to whoever it may concern. To all those people or beings who have harmed or hurt me, all those I care about, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I offer you forgiveness. I forgive you as much as I am able. And again, just noticing if there are memories or images or feelings that arise, and making space for whatever comes without demanding or expecting something should come. And again, a third and final time, the phrase of offering forgiveness to others. To all those people and beings who have hurt or harmed me or those I care for, whether intentionally or unintentionally, I forgive you. I truly forgive you. And just breathing again, making space for what's true in your experience right now, whatever that might be, making no demands or expectations of yourself. But also honoring the goodness of this intention to offer forgiveness, to turn the heart towards this possibility. It has its own timing, but we can support that in this way. And it's something very precious to offer this world, ourselves and each other. So having just honored the goodness of this offering forgiveness to others, we can turn to offering forgiveness to ourselves. And again, I'll give you the phrase to just repeat inwardly to yourself. For all the things that I have done or not done, which have harmed or hurt others or myself, I forgive myself. as much as I am able, I forgive myself. And seeing again if you can connect with the meaning of the words as you offer them. And then again, for all the things that I have done or not done, which have harmed or hurt others or myself, I forgive myself. I truly forgive myself. And if there are feelings or images, again, be very gentle and kindly. If there are memories, if it feels not easy or painful, or it feels not at all, whatever comes for you, it's okay. And one more time again, offering forgiveness to ourselves. For all those things which I have done or not done that have harmed or hurt others or myself, I forgive myself right here. I truly forgive myself. And just allowing yourself to settle with this profound and beautiful intention to offer forgiveness to ourselves. Without measuring or judging what is possible or what its effect, just trusting in the power of the intention to offer forgiveness. And again, just letting yourself settle in the body, breathing through the heart. And noticing the condition of your body in this area, just however it feels where the breath moves through the heart center. Be in touch with this. And just taking a moment to extend an expression of appreciation or kindness towards yourself here. Perhaps with a soft hand touching, making contact with yourself, your body. Or just extending a little appreciation. Acknowledging the goodness of this that we're doing right now. Or just in whatever way feels for you right, to just honor what we're engaged in, what you are engaged in right here. To allow yourself to know that it's well done. However it is for you, it's well done. And so we'll just sit quietly together for 2 or 3 minutes. Let your body be comfortable if you need to make an adjustment. Feel free to do so. And if you wish to just continue a little reflecting on the experience, the feelings, maybe memories or responses that came, you're welcome to do so, but you're equally welcome to just settle in again, to being here quite simply. His body sitting on the earth. Breathing in, breathing out. Tender, precious human being, just as you are. And so may we all learn to live with ourselves and each other in peace and kindness, with forgiveness and compassion. For our own welfare and for the welfare of all beings everywhere. So thank you for engaging in this practice. It's sometimes not easy, and if you find yourself impacted in a way that's challenging, please be very gentle with yourself. And also to really honor the goodness of the intention here. There's a line from a wisdom tradition that says, the holiest place on earth is the place where hatred is turned to love. And in this practice, we make this place our heart. We move in that direction. And to trust in the power of that intention. Thank you for your practice.